Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody's issue in their relationship. We call it Great Mate Debate. We have Jenny and Heath, and they are...
They're having a disagreement about Jenny's parents and how to move forward.
I think Jenny won the toss here, so she gets to go first. Jenny?
Yay.
What's happening?
So my husband Heath and I are married happily with two tween daughters, and unfortunately my parents recently split up due to my father having an affair.
Yikes. Okay.
After almost 50 years of marriage. So imagine that.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
I know we don't need to get down in the weeds on this or anything, but like, was he having an affair for a long time and just finally got caught? Or, I mean, that doesn't matter. It doesn't, like, that just sucks. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And the short answer is yes. But yeah, it is bad. And so, to be honest with you, I'm devastated. It's just been so ugly. I feel so bad for my mom. My heart is breaking. And so I really just don't want to deal with my dad. Like, I want to cut him out of my life. I want to cut him out of my children's lives.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think they should be around him. I think he was careless, he was selfish, and he should have known there were consequences. And he doesn't deserve to be around them after what he did to not only my mom, but the whole family. He embarrassed us. It's horrible.
Okay. You think the consequences of infidelity is losing your entire family?
Yes, I think it is. This went on for way too long, and, you know, without getting into detail, you know, I'm the one that found out everything, so maybe I'm even more bitter because of that. But okay. I just don't want my daughters to, like, be looking at their grandfather with this admiration that they always do and not know the truth. They deserve to know the truth, and they're old enough where they will understand in some capacity. And I want to set them up for success, not, you know, be, like, living this lie. I can't be fake. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get your adoring husband in here, Heath.
Yay.
What's your angle on this?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's terrible, and I understand, like, there's going to be fallout from it, but they're tweens. Like, they're definitely not old enough to understand all the intricacies, or, like, I don't think you can just tell them a little bit. I think you have to tell them the whole thing at that rate, and then that's, like, a whole other discussion, and it just sort of changes the way in which they approach their grandfather. He's family, after all. I mean, like, look, obviously there's still going to be problems, but he loves his granddaughters, and that's never going to change. And, like, yeah, are we going to be, like, hanging out and, like, wanting to do a lot of things? Not right off, but, like, you know, people make mistakes, and, like, I'm just, like, I'm not going to have him, like, over and hang out. But, like, over time, like, he's still their grandfather. I mean, how are you, like...
So you want to leave him in their life, and you think the only way is to hide what happened in the failed marriage?
No. I mean, it's not like we're going to pretend that they're not divorced or that there's an issue. I mean, I'm going to be just going to go out on a limb and suggest that he's going to have a girlfriend pretty soon if we were to, like, ask him.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this has been going on long enough.
Okay.
Yeah, but this has been going on long enough that, like, they're gonna still be together, I'm sure. Anyway, that aside, we're gonna have to explain to the kids what's going on. Tell them, like, you can't see them. What if they want to see them? Like, what if they say, we don't care? We love our grandpa.
Right, okay, but let me just ask you a question, okay? Like, I know that you love our daughters more than anything in the world. How would you feel if they got married and the person they married cheated on them and had an affair? Would you not go after them? Would you not be, like, ready to do anything
jail.
To protect them?
No. He's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, you said before, like, oh, it's family. Yeah, it is family, and we're supposed to stick together. And, like, he didn't even say, listen, guys, I'm going through something. I'm not in love with your mother, or I need help. Like, he's just been carrying on this affair for so long.
Yeah.
For him to not even consider all of us is disgusting. But,
I mean,
no, you're,
but that's,
your
with, that's you and him.
Girl.
That's you,
you
and
not,
him.
No,
that's
you
not
should
our
not
daughter.
Make it okay.
Hey, Heath. Do you have a closer relationship with your father-in-law rather than mother-in-law?
No, I mean, they're not, I mean, this is going to sound terrible. They're not my parents, really. So, like, they're lovely people. I now have a different opinion of my father-in-law, but he's still my father-in-law. Like, it's not like...
Well, he's still the girl's
somehow,
grandpa.
He's still grandpa.
But he devastated me. Like, I don't know how you don't understand that. Like, okay. I am your wife.
Why are you trying to explain it to our daughters? I'm not saying don't be devastated. I'm not saying I'm not defending it. I think it's terrible. I have a hard time looking him in the eye.
Listen, Keith, we live in a different world.
Like,
than,
to sour the relationship?
Right, but we live in a different world than the way you and I grew up. We grew up a bit more sheltered. Things weren't the same. There was no social media. Like, the girls understand about a lot of things. And
they're probably very aware. You
know, like, they're not. These are very smart girls, and I'm not just saying that because they're my daughters. They're very smart girls. They're very aware. And how about this? Like, I will tell them. I'll leave out all the gruesome details, but I am going to tell them. They deserve to know that their grandfather...
I feel like you're going to tell them either way, no matter what people say, but, like, I think it's destructive because they're at an age that they hold all of our family in high regard. And lots of people have done stupid things and terrible things. Not as bad as this, yes. But, like, why are we telling them, like... Let them just be
kids. They need to
know
how they shouldn't be treated.
Yeah.
You should be devastated for my mother.
They need to know that people can let you down.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying.
You can teach that lesson without being like, hey, look at grandpa. He's a philanderer.
Yeah.
But, well, like, so how do I tell my daughters every time that my dad wants to come around, grandpa's coming over, I have to go out, I have to go away, I'm working. Like, I don't want to sit there and lie to them. Like,
we're not there, girls,
and now we're going against what we're teaching them. So now we're hypocrites. Do you want to be a hypocrite?
No, you're not. Are we lying to them that they're getting divorced? No.
Know the truth.
I've never said why I got a divorce. I mean, it's nobody's business. I'm not telling you how to parent your kid. And if Jenny, you're so hurt, like, we need people. You're clearly hurt, and it is your parents, and you're allowed to make some decisions here. But it's like, to me, as somebody who's been a victim of cheating in more than one relationship, I think it's terrible what that feels like. But you're doing a punishment that doesn't fit the crime. I mean, you cheat and you lose your relationship, but you don't suddenly stop being a grandfather. You don't lose your job. You shouldn't. Like, you're saying he's a terrible person, so he should be cut off from society. It's like, he's not a child molester. He just cheated on his wife.
I know,
and I'm not saying that's okay, but it's not
nobody
that.
Nobody would stay in their marriage. But if everybody thought that way, nobody would stay in their marriages. Like, oh, no big deal. Just, you know, like,
we don't have to go, like, have holidays with him. Like, he misses out on some of those big...
You know that's what it's going to turn into. And he's going to bring that little...
And what if our daughters? What if our daughters forgive him? What are you going to do?
I have to respect them. I will give them the opportunity, I guess, to forgive them. I'm not going to forbid them, I guess, if they're like, Mommy, we're okay with it. I love him. But I don't think that's going to be the reaction. I really don't. They're tweens. They're not like... five. You know what I mean? They understand what's going on. And
so you're manipulating their opinion, like, instead of letting them form it on their own.
They don't love my father any more than
my mother. Why don't they ask him? Once you tell them, when they're divorced, if they have a question, they should ask him.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what my father's going to do? He's going to do what he always does and dance around it.
Guys, hang on. This is obviously really raw, so just everybody hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, 303-222-5423 if you want to chime in.
I don't.
If you've can help them, if you've been through
she's
it.
She's hurt, and she's allowed to cut her father off, but I don't think you immediately cut.
But there are consequences to your actions, as far as like, it's not just the person that you're cheating on that you're hurting. It's everyone in their life.
Like, you think that's a reasonable consequence to cut him off from his grandchildren because he can't?
I don't know, because it's just like the kids are kind of an extension of her.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like you knew that you were betraying not only his wife, but also his daughter, who then his daughter is going to be upset and not want to be around you, which kind of means the kids. I don't know that. I don't think it fits the crime, but I understand. I definitely understand what she's coming
for
from.
Sure.
Of like, he messed up.
Well, you guys get to decide. Do they cut the grandkids off entirely? Do they tell the grandkids he's a cheater, but does he deserve to be ostracized from society as a result? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Jenny and Heath. Basically, her parents just broke up because of infidelity, and she wants to cut her dad out of her life entirely, which includes cutting her dad out of their daughter's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But which seems...
Yeah, is it fair that they lose their grandpa just because he did something bad, but also there are consequences for your actions?
Does anybody here honestly believe, like, you haven't probably, you've cheated, Aaron.
How dare you? No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I just kind of assumed you've never cheated?
Absolutely not. That is, I've definitely
cheated in my life. But I never thought that one of the consequences, are I'm jettisoning this relationship. And that's it.
But this relationship comes with his daughter, his daughter's children. Like, his daughter's not going to be happy about it when she found out.
I'm just, okay. Jenny, Heath, we have jury members here. Feel free to jump in with them if you'd like. Let's start with Jason.
Hey, hello. How are you? Yai.
Hey, hello. How are you? Hi.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on his side. I mean, I'm a parent. I'm a grandfather. I've been through this stuff. And I mean, this is driving me nuts. This world, always putting the kids in the middle. The freaking kids love their grandpa. They love their grandma. No matter what the grandparents done, why take it out on the kids? Why separate them? No. Hey, grandma and grandpa's going through something right now. They're going to live at their own places. You know, but they love you kids, and you kids should love them and give, you know, and just, I mean, geez.
But so Jason, you're saying you're saying to admit that they're divorcing, but don't tell the kids the truth?
I mean, why? I mean, these kids got their own lives, and now we're going to start talking to them about divorce and this and that. And it's like, no, the bottom line is that's their grandparents. They love them for whatever. Grandpa takes them fishing. Grandma takes them shopping. Do this, do that. That's all they know. Why do they need to know about the ugliness, you know? I don't want my grandkids or my kids to know the ugliness. Hey, we have problems. It's like, come on. Leave the kids love their grandparents as the grandparents love them.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Any comment on that, Jenny?
I have a comment. I mean, I'm holding my tongue here. You know, you keep saying why? Well, why didn't my father think of not only the grandkids, but his own children when he
didn't think he was going to get caught. That's why.
Oh my gosh.
Brutal honesty from me.
He didn't think he was going to ever have to deal with any of this. If he thought
that doesn't make you right.
I thought he would have done it.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, let's just keep going here. Renee.
Whoa. Yeah, I saw a screaming toddler right now.
Yeah, okay. Whose side are you on and your toddler?
Anyways, hold on just a second. Okay. You guys can both be right. There is definitely a gray area with this situation. Definitely let them know and communicate what's going on, but I don't think he necessarily needs to be cut out completely. And, you know, Mom, if you don't want to be around him, that's a good place where communication can come in. Be like, look, you guys can see Grandpa, but I don't want to be here. So I think there's definitely a gray area, but definitely communicate what's going on, because you definitely don't want them learning that that's an acceptable behavior. Me being from a broken home, I can say for sure that I picked up on habits of my father. So communication is key.
Thank you for the call. I don't know what side your toddler was on there, but Christina?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Whose side are you on?
Not the mother's side, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Why?
Unfortunately, the whole thing happened to me is that when I was a child, and my mother wouldn't allow me to see my father.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know him ever. He died. I never knew him. I never knew his family. He was one of five brothers. I didn't know my grandparents. I didn't know my uncles. I didn't know anybody. And I only met the only living relative on my father's side 3 years ago.
Wow.
And it's really sad. I have three half-sisters that I met two of at the same time I met my uncle. And you really can't, I mean, this is my opinion, you can't put your values on your children. You have to let them form their own values. If they have opinions, you got to let them come to their opinions on their own.
So, Christina, even though your father, according to your mother, your father wasn't a great guy, but you still wanted the opportunity to
see
meet him
for yourself.
Yeah, see for yourself.
I know he wasn't. He got a 16-year-old pregnant. So I know he wasn't a good person. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to know him.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Christina. I know that's really raw. Jenny, I don't know how to say this, but like we could pick up a whole bunch more lines that are all on Heath's side. Basically, people are saying these are adult problems, and even though your kids are tweens, you don't need to expose your kids to these problems.
I mean, that last caller definitely like got to me. I'm willing to compromise. That's what I'm getting out of this. I'm willing to sit down with you, Heath, and like, I guess just figure out the best way we can both win. I mean, I'm talking from a place of pain. Like, I hope everybody understands. Like,
honey, I know. Like,
pain. I love my father. Like, he's the first man I ever loved and taught me how to love and be loved. And I can't believe he did this. I'm just in shock and I'm hurt and.
But you learned how to do all that from him, and even though he's flawed, so it's not like your daughters or our daughters being around him is going to be something detrimental. They're going to see how we treat each other, and that's what they should ascribe to.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Hang on, guys. Jenny, you genuinely do not have to see this dude. You don't. So just know that. Nobody's going to force you, but... that is going to be a fun dinner conversation tonight.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh my God. This is so funny. We'd like to welcome to the Global Entry Club the newest member, Erin.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Congrats.
I'm not sure you're in. I've received.
I got the approval thing. I did. They can't take it back
after
now.
After what you did today. Okay, so Tack, you don't fly enough to care, right?
No, I don't. I'm not that I don't care. I just genuinely don't know. I don't know about these things. So what is it?
Global Entry is like if you're going out of the country a lot, it's an amazing thing, because then you like have this card that kind of replaces almost your passport. It doesn't, because you still get the stamp and stuff, but like you can skip lines.
Customs is a lot easier,
way easier, and you also automatically TSA pre-check.
Yes.
You're just like...
For normal air stateside flights.
Yes.
I call those normal flight.
It expires. You have to redo it, but
You're right, because I just went through an expiration, which was a pain in the butt. I don't know if I did it wrong, but it was like... My birthday is March 28th, and this year was when it... So it's like, it's expiring. So I'm... went on in like beginning of March. It's like, you cannot renew until it's expired. And you're like,
can I get it ready for
when? Like, yeah. How do I, whatever. Mm. And then on March 28th, you know, I'm on a bender. Like, I'm not like, I didn't do it that day. And then you, on the 29th, like, sorry, it's expired. You need to start over. And I'm like, what?
So you have to spend your birthday renewing
I think there was
it?
Just some sort of miscommunication or something. Okay. Like, eventually they were like, no problem. And they renewed it.
Oh, good.
But like, when you initially, it's just, it's a great thing to have. And if you get like a nice credit card, like you get an upper end credit card with heft.
Okay. Hmm. What is a credit card? Let's start there. I don't know about these things.
Do you have a big
Not, are you talking about the literal metal cards that are
like
hefty?
Like metal or like my here.
Or like a sapphire, I don't know what the levels
like feel
are.
Feel this card.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a credit card. That,
yeah, no, I've got plastic.
Okay. Feel.
Is it?
Nah. It's not metal. I have the Apple one.
I have the Apple card. I don't.
But it's stupid. I don't.
I
even
always
use it.
Drop it. It's the darndest thing. I don't know why. It's slippery.
As long
those
as we're
metal
on
cards,
this
it just makes loud noises.
I was the first one to get it, and I told you to get it.
I know.
Because it's.
I tried to get my hands on yours, but yeah. I had to get my own.
I don't even know where mine is. Because my wallet.
Well, don't look at me.
Have you ever played credit card roulette?
Yes.
Yes. I've been so poor at times, broke, I should say, in my life, that I've been like, no, guys, I can't. I genuinely can't. So I'm just going to pay for my deal, my meal, whatever,
and
you guys.
Be done.
I cannot take the risk.
I'm going to tell you this. I had to stop because when you put a card like this in the roulette,
they pick it.
Yes. And yeah. I finally pull the servers aside and I'm like, are you doing that on purpose? I'm like, I know, like, I can feel how thick the card is. I know that guy's got, like, okay. credit. Yeah.
Mine was like a post-it note in there. They're like, oh, what is this? It was wet somehow.
It's an IOU?
Yeah.
Yes. So now I put in my, like, debit card when I do credit card roulette, and then it's a fair game, and then, like, this guy got picked. I'm like, no, give me that back. I want you to use this card.
Smart. Okay.
I don't even remember how we got off on the credit cards here. What were we talking about?
Global entry cards?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, when I went in for my global entry interview,
I remember.
Go ahead. What?
You were asking if she has a nice card because with the points or whatever you get with the TSA.
Oh, sorry. Yes. They pay for it.
Oh, really?
Like these kind of cards pay for your global
entry.
That's
cool.
So it's like, it's because it's $100 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the big credit cards like the Chase Sapphire and the Amex.
The cards I have barely pay for my bills. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for reminding me so we weren't just on this weird tangent for no reason. Anyway, like you filled out this whole questionnaire, right?
Yep.
And they're like, when did you last travel? Name all the times in the last 10 years you've traveled out of the country.
Yes, and you have to like list and like select the specific countries you've been to within the last like 5 years, I think.
For 2 weeks leading up to my interview.
Mm-hmm.
I had flashcards.
Oh my God.
With when I'd gone to Mexico. Like there were years where I'd go take a trip to Cancun, and because my ex-wife was from Brazil, we'd take a trip to Brazil and then maybe we'd be like, and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to like, this is a government employee from the NSA or TSA interviewing you. And I'm like,
and you have a history. You have.
You have a history.
I have a travel history.
Yeah. You look sketchy. What are you leaving all the time for, sir?
So I memorized stuff.
Wow.
I got to the interview, and as Aaron learned today,
they don't give an F.
They don't? What?
No. They literally just like small talk, take your picture, and then you're good to go.
But that's not what happened to you today.
No, because I was so nervous that I just kept rambling. Literally, the guy. I first off got there an
this
hour
bulge in my
early.
Arm. This is for diabetes. It's not cocaine. I don't have cocaine in my arm.
He didn't even ask me about it, so I didn't bring that up. But the guy next to me, he showed up after me, sat down next to me, finished before me. I'm still chatting with this guy.
This poor TSA agent or Homeland Security agent. What are you talking about?
I mean, a lot of radio stuff. He was asking me what hot AC stands for, and I was like, I don't remember what AC stands for.
Adult contemporary.
Yeah, I remember now. God.
How did you get a job here?
I was just so nervous that I forgot. And so I just kept filling and like talking about other things.
That sounds like you're lying then.
I know.
You're making
it.
How did you get
this
through?
This guy was like, where do you live? And I was like, Littleton, do you need my address? Like, do you need the full thing? He was like, no. Here, what? Scan your fingerprints. I was like, okay, I got it. When was the last time you had to do this? And I was like, I don't think I have. It was so bad.
So at a certain point, he's like, ma'am, I think it'd be best if you did leave. Just go somewhere else.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tonight, I'd like anyone in this room.
Can we do a challenge?
What's the challenge?
Do you remember, like, the last time we did it, it was for Cinco de Mayo here. It was like T-Hack's first year. We were on a team together, and it was like the margarita challenge.
Oh, yeah, where we had to
I think about this all the time because ours was so bad.
You made the worst margarita.
Yes. Yeah,
it was.
You didn't win, though, right? The KS107.5 people did.
Technically, yes, because you cheated. Otherwise, you would have won. You did, because you weren't supposed to use outside ingredients, and you put a little bit of, was it club soda on top?
Yeah. You're like a known cheater.
I think about this all the time.
I'm going to say the world famous Slackerita, which is featured at El Jardin Restaurant in Commerce City, 72nd-ish and Highway 2. Swing by, my picture's in there from when I just had a flavor saver on my face. It's like the oldest
just
picture.
Just swing by to see the picture. Just,
yeah, it's almost worth it for just the picture.
It's at 72nd-ish because that's after you've had a couple of the Slackers. Yeah, right? It's like 72nd-ish.
But good drinks, sometimes you hit like... You hit like on the gun, like you're making like.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't
little bit of.
But you used an outside ingredient.
Yeah, well, KS 107.5. Like there were, it was Tony V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
who is Hispanic?
Okay.
You sweet and sour like a punk. I used fresh ingredients. Like I had real limes, real agave. Like I was making a legit margarita.
So then,
and they win the competition.
You shouldn't have added.
No, it's not.
Top.
No, it's not true.
T-Hack and I tried doing like a blended strawberry one or something.
Yeah, yours was ratchet.
We tried to zag. We thought everyone's going lime. Let's go strawberry, and then it was
not good.
I even forgot what we were going to talk about here because you got me so fired up.
I just want to do a drink challenge. I want to.
What drink do you want to make?
I don't know.
I would love to next Live at 5 we do.
Yeah,
we can all get behind the bar. I think we do.
Oh yeah,
between 5 and 6 before the artist comes on or whatever, we could do a bar challenge and see who sells the most drinks.
Okay.
Give the money to children.
Or we could
or
do
something.
It like I've seen at weddings at the reception where they have like, do you want the groom, which is a certain drink, or the bride, which is a certain drink. Like they have two on the menu, or you could order whatever you want. Could we get our own drinks on a menu?
Probably.
Order the tequila lemonade. That's the tea.
That is a stupid drink.
Order the Manhattan.
No one's gonna order that.
No,
I'm not gonna
drink it.
I'm not gonna put up a Manhattan.
Not
on
at
a
Live
patio.
At 5, yeah.
Mm.
Tequila what? Lemonade.
You afraid
would be
of the
good.
Tequila lemonade? I'll take you down.
Simple.
Yeah.
Dude.
On a hot day.
I would be like a mule.
I'm gonna say this. Text in right now to 51059, not even knowing what drinks we're making, but knowing that it's Aaron who's been in the back of an ambulance.
Oh yeah. So
T-Hack,
it's gonna be
strong. Who no one likes because he won't drink with them.
Yeah, I don't drink. So
or me, which drink are you going to buy? Don't even look at the ingredients. Just who are you walking up to for a drink? Text Slacker, Aaron, or
who
T-Hack.
Who has the lowest cut shirt? That's who you're walking up to. T-Hack?
Yeah.
I've bought some deep V-necks off of Ryan Tedder before. I used to have the navel showing deep V. All right, the reason we started talking about drinks in the first place is that there's a new trend, and I'm a rosé all day in the summer. Mm. Summer rosé. I know I don't seem like it because you made me out to be a Manhattan snob just now.
Ooh, but that's what you'd like to
you
drink,
did
right?
That, but
you know what? You don't wake up on a Sunday morning and like
I don't know. I don't even know what's in a Manhattan.
Oh my
just,
God.
It's just in that little cup you always have back there.
God, I wish. If we are hiring a fourth person for the show and a fifth person is just a straight up bartender to stand behind me and keep, I need Hendrix this time. Just keep the drinks flowing. There's a thing where you take rosé and you chop up jalapenos and put it in there. By the way, the Slackerita at El Jardin Restaurant, you can also order that spicy if you'd like, and they'll put some jalapenos in there.
Ooh.
But it's not going to be, so here's my thing. I love rosé. I think frosé is trash. If you're a frosé person, you might be you're just ugh.
It doesn't hit as hard.
Just frozen.
You're drinking a Slurpee as a grown up.
Yeah,
grown ups don't drink
fine.
Slurpees.
Easy.
No. Slushy Slurpees. No.
Those are great.
All of them.
No.
Yes.
No.
Icy's.
Yes.
Throw them all
no.
in. All the best.
So would you go to 7-Eleven, get an icy and pour some rum in it or something?
No, no. I'd get a Slurpee because they sell Slurpees at 7-Eleven. Duh. I'd go to Target if I want an icy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you serious? Did I get it wrong?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
The Slurpee community is behind me on this. Text in.
No, it's too late. They're already not coming up to you at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you would have at the bar. You just have a slushy machine.
Yeah.
And you'd be adding rum to it or something.
Yeah,
tequila.
That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. Or like I used to make a drink when I go to a party or whatever. I was like a punch and I'd always add the sherbet to it. Like a real.
Say again?
Sherbet.
Hmm.
Isn't it sherbet
it
or is. Something?
There's no second R. Idiot.
Well, it wasn't name brand.
That doesn't mean. Oh my God! You, like not name brand doesn't mean you get to add extra letters. But oh, the steak and lobster. What? Oh, it's not real lobster, so it's got that extra O in it. Lobster. Another Manhattan, please.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
We've decided to just, this is dumb. Are we really doing this?
Yeah.
We're hungry.
Actually, I am.
It makes me sad to talk about this. We want to know what's the perfect sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be, like, if you have some weird recipe, I'm getting back into sandwiches. My son, I don't know what happened to him. Like, normally you know what you did to scar your kid, but Noah will not eat a sandwich anymore.
Mm. Like, oh, okay. I like this.
He will not eat a sandwich.
Maybe he had too many, like, in school for, like, lunch, packed
lunches.
I
don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Like, yeah. He just won't, like, it's like, oh, my God, we're starving. Oh, there's a Subway. No. I'll just wait.
Oh, even, like, a Subway. Oh,
no, yeah. Not a sandwich, period. Oh. No sandwiches. Huh.
Yeah, then that's weird. Because I get the sliced bread thing. I don't.
Mm. Yeah.
But will you eat a sub?
A sub, yeah. It's got to be a sub. I don't like a just sliced bread sandwich. I don't.
I don't want to get into all the details of this because I've already told the story on the air. But like Jersey Mike's is now off my list because I screwed up and ordered a Jimmy John sub and then went in and tried to pick it up at Jersey Mike's. And now I'm embarrassed to show my face.
It's been enough time. Although you just brought it up. So now you have to wait again.
Yeah. I think you should tell the whole story.
Actually,
it's a great story.
Like, I have an assortment of wigs and whatnot. I've thought about disguising myself and going in to get a Jersey Mike's sub.
I don't want them to think I'm weird.
Well, you honestly could order online on the app.
That's what I do.
No, you did it for the other place.
No, I ordered at Jimmy John's, but I walked into Jersey Mike's. I'm like, where the F is my sandwich?
Exactly. So there's no history on Jersey Mike's. So they're just going to be like, oh, it's a new person.
No, but if I walk in, it's the same girl. It's like, I'm picking up an order for Michael. She's like, wait, are you the Jimmy John's Michael? Yeah,
you're the one who berated me?
Yes, I was like,
your...
you gave me somebody else? You idiot! Will you make minimum wage over here, idiot? I didn't say any of those things, but I'm just... Anyway, there's sort of some stats out there that what makes a perfect sandwich? And I think we all sort of have... Like, we've done this before where we talk about, like, peanut butter and jelly. Do you do peanut butter on both pieces of bread with jelly in the middle?
No.
People do, and that's stupid because you got this slippery thing. You're basically making a zit. Like the jelly is just gonna come out. Yeah. The jelly needs to be on the bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If the jelly's only touching peanut butter on both sides, it's gonna come. It's gonna be like.
And it's got to be on toast for me.
Really?
It does.
I can't eat a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, there's something about just like a soft PB&J, even when it kind of gets stuck to the roof of your mouth. I love that.
Like white bread.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But there's
seriously
one...
gonna vomit.
Really?
Really?
I have like a weird, it's a weird thing. I can't do a PB&J. I could do it on toast. It's gotta have
what
a little
about
crunch.
Like Uncrustables. You can't do that.
Oh, no. Ugh.
What?
God, the Uncrustables. And you know what I do
no
with the Uncrustables?
Way.
What?
I don't even let them thaw out.
Oh, yeah. It's a like, little frozen. Yeah.
Like frozen peanut butter. You're like, I've just broken a tooth on an Uncrustable. They're so good.
Just stick a popsicle stick in it or
no!
something.
No! Oh, God. No. You're just.
I don't want to lick the bread.
Yeah, I don't want to lick it. Because it is like Wonder Bread.
You like that? The PB&J?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's so
PB&J
good.
PB&J is such a throwback sandwich.
It is.
Mm. I let my daughter make it the other day for me, and she just doesn't get it.
Oh.
She didn't do the ratio right. There's not nearly enough of either thing.
Yeah.
It needs to be, like, because you have two slices of bread. You have to have, like, two slices of bread worth of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And at least that much jelly. It's got to be sopping.
Even?
Yes.
50-50? I don't know. It's just, I'm just hung up on the sauce. It's got to be toast. You got to toast it.
There is something,
because then
though,
you can eat it for breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good breakfast.
Let me just say this before we start launching even farther into our perfect sandwiches. According to this survey, the perfect sandwich is Black Forest ham, cheddar cheese, and tomato. And I'm like, you're not even close. Like, you've got dry bread right there.
Yeah.
You need mayo or mustard on that bad boy. I know the tomato's adding some moisture. Like, my daughter eats turkey and cheese, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Just plain. Just on sliced bread?
Yes! Or do you have, you have to have, if you're not a mayonnaise or mustard person, I'm okay with that. But then you got to do it Mike's way. You got to have some, like,
Some oil or something.
What if she put ketchup on it?
I would disown her. Okay. She would be up for adoption.
That would be worse than the dry sandwich.
She put ketchup on a Chick-fil-A sandwich the other day.
Okay. That feels so wrong.
It's so wrong.
It does need a little crunch. Just the turkey, cheese, soft bread. Just,
I don't know if it needs crunch. It needs more. There's just not enough there. Plus, I have like multi-grain bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs help.
Oh, my God. What is going on? What do you eat?
Multigrain bread is good for you. It's fiber.
Yeah, just cut up an Amazon box and use that. What's the difference?
That is not a terrible idea. I get a lot of orders from Amazon.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be saving bread money. All right. So if you want to describe to us what is the perfect sandwich, we want to hear exactly what you do.
This is so dumb.
It is. It's dumb, but it's going to be epic because we're going to get new ideas.
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
There is something that no matter what sandwich you have, as long as it's on like not a hoagie, but like a just regular bread.
Yeah.
One thing that you have to do that always makes it better.
Cut in half.
Yes. Which way?
Oh, are you a diagonal girl?
Yes. All the way.
Really?
It is good.
It always makes the sandwich better.
Because that first bite on the corner, I'm with you, is perfect. It fits in your mouth.
So if it's square, if you got a, like, if you go straight, like, it depends on what I'm doing. Like, grilled cheese, sometimes I do it because I want the rectangle to be able to dip in the,
what about the corner?
The tomato soup.
The, like, long corner.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to stab myself. I'm not around edges a lot.
Your bread is kind of rough.
My bread is, like, a little grainy. I exfoliate as I'm eating.
Which, that's what I think. My strategy doesn't really matter what's on the sandwich. It's all about the bread. You got to get just
Hold on, a good hoagie.
But you don't.
We just renamed this whole thing. It's sandwich strategy is what we're calling it.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
It's your sandwich strategy. I mean, it can be about cutting it. It can be about what ingredients go on it.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is your sandwich strategy?
Okay.
I'm saying that really weird. Sandwich strategy. Okay.
But it's all about the bread. It's got to be just give me the thickest, softest bread that you can. Or toast. But if
make
it's
up
like a
your
sandwich,
mind. Thick or soft?
What do you mean?
Can you not have it thick and soft?
No. No. What are we talking about? No. No. To me, you're describing uncooked Texas toast. It's this huge piece of bread. It's like doughy.
Yeah,
like,
Texas toast. There you go. That's right. Which
no,
because
like a baguette, like I do a sandwich on a baguette or like what Jersey Mike's have, that's thick.
But it's not soft? You don't think?
No, and it's crunchy. It's like a baguette is like.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't go thick and soft. Thick and soft feels like a recipe for disaster.
My mind's wandering, sorry.
I'm just saying.
Thinking about other stuff.
Like, are you literally saying you wouldn't toast Texas toast and you'd make a sandwich on it? So you just have this ginormous, Marmaduke sandwich.
Yeah, I used to make grilled cheese when I worked at the Snack Shack at the pool when I was in high school. And I would have to go into the restaurant and I would sneak in because they had Texas toast on the inside. And I would take two slices and put it back.
Of uncooked Texas toast.
Yeah, and then I'd make my grilled cheese out of it. So it's just bread.
That would be a great thing for grilled cheese, for sure.
Yeah.
Like Sonic makes grilled cheese on Texas toast.
Oh,
You have to get it there because I've got
just
it to
Sonic's
go.
Sonic's whole line would be my perfect sandwich.
It sucks because then they put it in the little aluminum foil bag and it sweats and then it's just a soggy piece of crap. You got to have it. Like, never put it in the bag.
Well, I'm a soggy piece of crap. Look at me.
So yours is about the bread.
Yes.
And you don't care what's on it.
Not a lot. Okay. Don't overthink it.
If you're
don't
calling and your sandwich is as sucky as TX, just hang up
good.
Right now.
Texas toast.
That's not good enough.
Where are my Texas toast people at?
They're not listening. Okay, Aaron, what's on yours?
I love cutting
sideways, but what else?
But like an Italian. Those are my favorite sandwiches. Mm. I could have one every single day.
What is an Italian? I'm not sure.
I think is it like salami?
It's every single. Let me tell you why I can't have them. They're my favorite sandwich. my favorite by far. Mm. But then I become a raver who's had way too much Molly.
What?
Because then you just can't, you know why people die from Molly?
Because they keep...
They can't stop drinking water.
Oh.
And when I eat an Italian sandwich, it's salami, it's capicola, it's prosciutto, and it's all these salty meats, and you're just like...
So good.
And then you're just like... And you're just so salted, and you just start drinking water, and then you get to that point where you like sit down on your couch, and you hear that...
Oh, okay.
You get that waterlogged weird thing, because none of it's being absorbed in your body, and it's like your mouth is so happy, but your body's like... Oh!
Yeah, I feel like that every time I eat. What's the... Is that wrong?
And then all of a sudden the glow lights come in. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We want to... Is this going to work or is this going to be stupid?
People eat sandwiches still, I think, in this day and age.
We will stop the show and never do another show if nobody calls. We want to hear your sandwich strategy. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In the history since Marconi of bad radio, there's been some stupid things, but this is the dumbest. We're talking your sandwich strategy.
Everyone has one. Yeah. I don't think it's dumb. We all...
I don't know that... Like, I don't know that I ever think about it. Like, if
I remember telling you about grilled cheeses and saying you need to add, like... sliced apple and honey, and
that's
you,
stupid.
Yep, that was what you said last time.
That's stupid. Apple has no place
it's
in a grilled
so
cheese.
Good.
For someone with your limited palate, I imagine that you might think that's good. But sorry, just kidding. I'll try it
Whatever.
Someday.
I'll never keep it to myself.
Antonio.
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
So Slacker, I did find the perfect sandwich. You do have to try it. It's delicious. It's from Beyond. They toast all their stuff.
Beyond?
Beyond.
Okay.
Beyond. And there's one in Commerce City. They're from
New
Mexico.
That's right by my house.
Yes. And they're so good. And what I usually get is a toasted turkey and Swiss sandwich. And they give you a side of Greek dressing, and you pour that just right on top of your sandwich.
Okay.
And it's so good and juicy and crunchy.
He hates it.
Is Greek dressing like white and creamy?
It's not white and creamy. No.
You're lying.
It's not. Like, I promise. It's not. It does not even look creamy. It looks like a, like if you ever had like a, like a, if you make your own dressing with like a vinegar, olive oil.
Okay. I might try it. I might try it. I'm going to say this, that I just discovered at Dion's because I love their pizzas. You can buy for like $4 three meatballs in a bowl.
Really?
I mean, when you're like eating pizza and you're like, man, there's a lot of bread here and I just want a little more meat.
Oh.
I just like, okay. Fire a meatball in your head.
That's why I was like, how could you walk into Dion's and get a sandwich when they're throwing the pizzas and stuff? Dude, I can't walk away from the pizza.
I know, but like sometimes you want a little something, something.
Okay.
I don't hate it, Antonio. I'm going to try it. I'll report back.
It's not white and creamy. All I looked it up.
Thank you for the call. You don't know what.
We love Antonio.
Jessica?
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so I actually work in a deli at King Super, so I am very well versed in my sandwich meat.
Okay, nerd.
So what I want to do is to do a sourdough bread that you have to toast, and then you put like a garlic mayonnaise on it. Then you have the Boar's Head Pit Craft Turkey, which is like a lightly
smoked. Oh, the Boar's Head stuff is really good. Okay.
And then you got to do the Bourbon Ridge ham, then the Chipotle Gouda cheese.
Oh, Boar's Head smoked Gouda is so good.
The Chipotle Gouda cheese is very good if you haven't tried it.
Okay.
And then lettuce, tomato, red onion, and avocado, and you got the best sandwich on the planet.
Okay, everything but the red onion.
All of it.
No, because you're going to make out with some stranger later.
Are you?
No,
tell me.
You're going to make out.
I have no problem.
They have a problem with it. Tiana?
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hi. What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so this was back when this specific sandwich store first opened. They had so many options on the menus, and it was one of those you go in, select your own on like a paper bag type.
Which? Right? There used to be one over here.
I forgot
about
it.
It's a little
them.
Daunting.
Yeah.
It is, because I didn't know the protocol the first time. I'm just like, hey, can I get a sandwich and like get a bag? And I'm like, don't you put it in the bag? Yeah. I don't understand why you're making me do the last thing. but then you write what you want on the bag.
Oh, okay.
Like you're checking, like you grab the turkey bag and you're like, wrapper, check,
yeah,
lettuce, tomato, like you put all the check marks on it. Okay, so what's your strategy there?
Okay, so it was a white bun, to keep that simple, marinara sauce with the mozzarella, and then it was a crab meat with onion and pineapple.
What?
Ooh, whoa.
You're saying marinara, crab, onion, and pineapple.
What, are you SpongeBob? Yep.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard. Marinara?
You have to try it first.
Marinara with pineapple?
That I'm okay with.
No, you're not.
It's like a Hawaiian pizza. That's what it is.
Marinara is a lot, though. Like, there's just a little bit of sauce on a pizza. Like, oh, man.
I get lost at the crab.
The crab is a hard pass.
With the cheese and stuff?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. When people put cheese on tuna, it's like, ooh, it's a tuna melt. You're a freak. You're a freak. Because Powerball Pete gets fish sticks and puts American cheese slices on them and puts it in the microwave. And I'm just like, get out. Yeah. All right, Tiana, that's really weird. I don't feel great about it, but thank you. Christina.
Yes.
What's your sandwich strategy?
I think it needs to have oil and vinegar on it. I mean, like, the perfect sandwich is a hot pastrami on dark rye.
I'm in.
Rye bread, it's like, how do we make bread suck? I don't know, put rye in it. The Reuben is literally
one of the greatest sandwiches of all time.
Rye bread.
Sauerkraut, delicious.
Corned beef, which is just nasty.
Amazing.
Corned beef is only good on one day of the year, and that's because you're hammered.
And then
you take pickled gross cabbage.
Delicious.
And it's like, ooh, here, put this all together on one. Look at T-Hack.
Yeah. You think I've ever had either of those?
No, of course not.
Iowa boy,
never.
No.
Oh, rye. You like rye bread?
I love a Reuben.
Oh, my God. You're such a weirdo. Rebecca.
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay. Just in a pan, turkey, cheddar, some onion, grill it up. Toast some bread, throw it on barbecue sauce. That's it.
Wait, barbecue. Are you saying barbecue sauce like Ted Lasso, or like you put it on there?
No, I think she actually.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Aaron's got a lot of questions about a relationship hack.
You weren't even looking. I was doing hand stuff.
I don't
want
to look at you when we're talking.
Yeah, she's got quite the puppet show going on.
We're like brother and sister. And so when I don't want to picture you making out.
You are the one that said that Hinge has made statues dedicated to me.
Yes, and it makes me uncomfortable, the amount of people you're currently sleeping with.
It's zero at the moment. Thank you very much.
Well, at the moment, because you're at work. But I've seen the same car driving by on Syracuse like four times. Like your Tinder profile. Are you still on Tinder or just Hinge?
No, I'm on both.
You are?
And Raya, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring up Raya one more time.
Hinge isn't enough.
Where do you get the most hits?
Hinge.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't do Bumble?
No, I don't know why I don't. I don't want to. That's.
But Bumble, you have to initiate, and sounds
like you're
pretty
good
at that.
Oh.
Here's the hack. It's weird to say hack with you in the room.
Yeah, it's okay.
You have to kiss for 6 seconds every day.
I believe that. I agree with that.
You kiss for 6 seconds every day.
Well, kiss who? No. Yeah, of course. Yeah, my wife and I.
You.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Like, what is kiss for six? Because, hold on. I'm trying to get a stopwatch out.
It's not like a total of like 6 seconds every day. It's one kiss minimum for 6 seconds.
And
is it one? Is it one peck that you're just holding
lip
to lip
anymore?
Beep, beep, beep.
I don't think just being lipped, because there's two different. Okay, there's two
like
different stories out there.
Smooch.
What does a passionate smooch mean to you?
Get over here.
Sorry, I have to cover her eyes when she says this. No, wait, like, does it have to be? Like, is your.
You couldn't just say, like, with tongue?
Well, I mean...
No, I feel like...
Because there's with tongue where he's like, just get it a little wet around there, and you're still kind of like... Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Enough with
like,
the hand movement.
I don't know what to do! There's two different stories in our stories of the day, basically. One is about the kiss thing, and the other is there was that thing recently where they told you if your marriage is in trouble or whatever... If your relationship isn't going great, to sit down and lock eyes, like make prolonged eye contact. And I think they've figured out that that's a bad thing. It doesn't do what we thought it was going to do.
Hmm.
Like, because I just can't imagine, like, when my marriage was just seriously, like, the pirate ship was washing up onto the rocky shore. It's like sitting there and that's not going to solve it.
No, but I don't know that once it gets to that point, I don't know that a passionate smooch will either. But I think it's important to do every day.
They say the passionate smooch, it releases whatever that thing is that you release when you breastfeed. Oxytocin. Yes, that.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Do you feel the rush of oxytocin while you're kissing your wife for 6 seconds?
I don't know. I've never breastfed, so is it the same?
What are you doing now?
No, but I think it's not, like you mentioned tongue. I think the tongue is not involved. Tongue, to me, like making out, you're kind of going somewhere. I think it's still important to do, and sometimes it's important to do even if it's not going somewhere. But I think just the passionate smooch, like, for instance, I get up with my son first thing, my wife sleeps in, then she gets up with our daughter. So when she comes down, we like greet each other, give a big hug, and then just a kiss.
In front of the kids?
Yeah.
Definitely
in front of the kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intentionally in front of the kids, I would say. Because I want them to see
what a healthy relationship is like.
Well, that Poppy loves mommy and mommy loves Poppy. Like, I think that's important for them to see.
Why not set up bleachers in your bedroom? Show them exactly how much.
No, that's different.
Okay.
They're not old enough yet.
Can you... On your microphone.
Okay.
Can you show me what that kiss looks like?
Okay.
You're okay when he does it, but you can't even look
He's
at me.
He's a guy. I don't even want, you're my little sister.
Are you timing me?
Yeah, hold on.
Do I have to close? Is it weirder if I close my eyes when I do it or if I leave them open?
Do you?
While you guys are.
Oh, can I? That brings up a totally other subject. Aaron.
Yes.
Hinge girl, do you ever kiss with your eyes open or do you always kiss with your eyes closed?
Most of the time closed, but I have no problem just opening them up.
Is it weird then when you open your eyes and you're both like, hi!
No,
like,
I kind of like it.
You do? Because it's yeah. Like, I'm from the school that you're supposed to close your eyes, but I don't like it. I want to...
I do the same thing.
I want to see.
I'll take a peek. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
A peek?
Yeah.
So you're just like one eye, you're trying to, like, you're the little kid trying to pretend you're asleep to your parents. Like, yeah. No, I swear to God, I'm sleeping.
I think it's fine, even if you lock, like you said, if you look at each other, it's just like, yeah, this is awesome, isn't it?
I don't know.
And there's
right?
nothing wrong with, like, I love laughing in between two. I don't know.
In between kissing?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well, I don't know. Like, there has to be something funny. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not if we're like really serious and passionate. No, but like in the fun.
You're making out and you're like. No.
In like the fun.
What was that?
In my experience, that's never good.
Okay, hold on. I get my stopwatch. I don't know. Should I look away from Hack? Because if you leave your eyes open and you make out with, here's my favorite. Don't do that face.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here's
I'm ready
the fun thing. This studio is also used by the morning show.
Oh, no. Don't remind me of that.
So,
okay.
That mic foam has been used by somebody
okay.
else.
All
Here
right.
we go. Make out with your wife.
Wait, you're taking your lips off. Does that count? I thought
that
I had
was
to be...
5.5 seconds, and that was...
Okay. Well, this microphone's not quite as hot as my wife, so I'm not as into it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have, I think, yet another PSA to give out, but also, in the middle of that PSA, I want to admit that I was wrong about something.
Oh.
So maybe you'll hear...
Hold up!
Yeah, maybe you'll hear me out a little more.
So... I mean, most of the time, it is my duty to let you speak for a little bit, and then I beat you down
yeah.
and tell you how you're wrong. So I will leave this uninterrupted if you're
okay.
willing to start
okay.
with you're an idiot.
Well, I'm an idiot. I'm a very like
Perfect.
Skeptical person, I would think,
okay.
as you guys probably know. And there are these celebrities that we have that are like, no one can hate these celebrities, right? Like The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
No one can hate The Rock.
You can't.
I'm skeptical. I'm like, but if you're that perfect, what's hiding? What's hiding?
If you're that perfect and you're only playing one role, something's wrong.
So you're a Stillwaters Run Deep. Like
a
you
little
think,
bit, yeah. I don't hate The Rock, but I'm skeptical of a lot of people on that list of
yeah.
celebrities you can't hate.
Really The Rock though.
Yeah, I just think everything.
He would have got caught by now.
But it's so manufactured. It's so perfect. It's so like run through editors before mm-hmm. anything gets posted. It just seems like.
But like he's been around in the cell phone era. He's been around in the Me Too era. Mm-hmm. Like he was a part of professional wrestling, which is shady as.
Yeah.
And somehow no one's got receipts on this guy. It seems mm-hmm. like it's real. Like he's genuinely.
It does. And I don't know what I'm not even accusing him of anything. I'm just skeptical. And we've seen lots of celebrities that fell out of this. Ellen was one of those celebrities who no, how could you hate Ellen? Then stuff came out. Will Smith. How could you hate Will Smith? Well, he slapped Chris Rock. Like things happen and they change. And you're like, I guess there's more to this person. So I'm just a skeptical person. One of these celebrities on this list of how could you hate this person?
Okay.
Aaron, don't be mad.
It's fine.
If you say.
Is it. Oh, I don't know.
Oh my God, I think I know who it is, and you're gonna be mad.
Do you want to guess?
It's Taylor.
No.
It's not Taylor.
It's not Taylor. No.
Is it HS?
No.
Who's HS?
Harry Styles.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Harry Styles. He doesn't even try to pretend to be good. It's not Taylor.
No, it's not.
She has turned into such a Swiftie that I think she'd actually claw your eyes out.
You would. No.
Anytime I've ever said anything about Taylor, you get a different, like you get the like dog turd under your nose look.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You are a staunch defender of Taylor.
I'm trying to think of some other people that I love.
You think that Aaron's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is probably it's a female celebrity. She's probably the top of the list of nobody hates this celebrity. Nobody
hates. If you text into 303-222-5423 if you think you know who it is. Mm-hmm.
Who do I talk about? Dua Lipa.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Dolly Parton.
No way.
Dolly Parton. So she's on this list, right?
Hear me out. Did you see the most recent story about Dolly?
What is that? I don't know.
She's my spirit animal right now. If Aaron doesn't claw your eyes out, I will.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Julia Roberts came out and was talking about, because Dolly Parton was in Terms of Endearment, I think.
I think so.
And Julia was the cancer patient and she's one who dies or something, I think.
Mm. I haven't seen it, so thanks.
Are you kidding me? Terms of Endearment is like the original Beaches or whatever.
I was going to finish it tonight.
Shut up, you guys. It's the oldest movie, but like it's, if you want to cry, you will cry. Like it is, it's one of those movies. It is designed for you to cry. Irregardless, shout out to you, Mom. Apparently while they were filming the movie, it was 10 billion degrees and 100% humidity.
And okay. So a lot like this room.
Correct. And Dolly is, they're like, there's some time in between takes and Dolly's just sitting there smiling and Julia is like, what the F? Like, it is miserable out here. How are you not miserable? And Dolly said, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like, when I was a little girl, I dreamed of being rich and I dreamed of being famous. I'm both of those things, so I don't think I should complain.
Mm. Wow, I like that.
I love Dolly.
And Julia Roberts, from that day forward, was like, shut your mouth. Hold your tongue. Oh, your stretch limo is 10 minutes late? Shut up. You have a stretch limo. Like, so, having said that, one of the most famous humans on Earth is also one of the most humble, down to earth, and genuinely grateful people. I triple
from
dog
what we've heard. From
dare
what we've heard.
You to talk trash. She only communicates via facts.
Yep.
Which I don't like, because you only get to do that if you're a super huge rich celebrity. I don't like when celebrities are like, you know, I just never upgraded from a flip phone. I'm just so quirky. It's like, well, yeah, we can't. I would love to do that, but I have to log into Facebook and post stuff. Like, I don't have that luxury.
Okay.
But that aside, I'm not saying I hate Dolly Parton. I'm just saying these people on this list of the untouchable celebrities, I'm just skeptical of, and I don't lean in too hard one way or the other because I just go,
no, but you're leaning
I don't
right
know.
Now.
Yeah.
But here's where. I admit that I was wrong. That I was wrong to doubt Dolly Parton. Because did you know, this is the PSA part, Dolly Parton has Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Have you heard of that? Either of you heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
I don't think I have.
It's a program in several states. It's definitely in Colorado. but it mails free, high-quality books to children from birth to age 5, no matter their family's income. And we just found out about this. We had a daughter not too long ago, so we signed our daughter up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and we got our first book in the mail, and I'm eating crow. I was wrong. Dolly Parton is perfect. She is literally perfect.
Because
we got a free
she
book.
Gave you something.
No, she's backing it up. She's like, yeah, she's genuinely.
She's always backed it up,
she's
you heathen.
Yeah.
So you had the okay. Huevos.
It's not our fault that you yeah. were ignorant.
100%.
Ignorant of what? I said,
No, because you're waiting for another shoe. And the only way you're going to take her out of the crosshairs.
She's doing better than Will Smith. I never got anything from Will Smith. Ellen, where are you at? No books. Kevin Spacey, who else do we want to add on the list?
Kevin Spacey's on a lot of bad
beloved celebrities.
Very
all,
bad.
All right,
I'll say, but the PSA, you should absolutely, if you have kids, you should sign them up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, because they're really good books. They're completely free, no obligation, and it's from birth to 5. That's the PSA part.
I need
sign
you to understand
up.
Something. I have planned a trip to Nashville. And I am going to fly to Nashville, and I'm going to walk up, and I'm going to introduce myself to Dolly Parton, and I'm going to get Hazel's name taken off that list, because you, sir, are an a-hole.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
There's something going on. There was a story yesterday, and I thank you guys for not bringing it up, but I have to bring it up today. It's, I'm not a boomer. I'm not even close to being a boomer.
You're fairly close.
I'm not that close to being a boomer. But.
Oh, go on. We'll hear you out.
There was a story about .. Ellipsis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ellipsis? Which one is it?
I have always said ellipsis.
Oh.
Ellipsis is. Ellipses? Is it ellipses?
I don't know.
The sheer number of things I say wrong is astounding. But. What, are you going to look it up to, like, how to pronounce it?
Will someone tell me how to spell it?
Yeah. Just spell it .. The story said that boomers type in ellipses. And I almost exclusively, that's almost the only punctuation I use other than an exclamation point. It's like, I'm super excited or I'm not quite done talking.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of. That could be the name of your autobiography, The Slacker Story. I'm not quite done talking.
But does it make me seem like a boomer? Because you guys didn't bring it up yesterday, and so we didn't cover the story. Do you think that's boomer? Because I talk to younger people, and they all still do that. Or you think they're matching my energy?
Is it in a specific place where it's like, you're typing the sentence, you do .. send... So it's at the very end, or is it okay in the middle of a giant text?
Giant.
Because I'll do it in the middle, but I won't leave it that way.
I will leave it that way.
That feels like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like there's,
well,
which
and that's okay,
saying,
but you do the eye emoji instead. That's
the
what you,
eye emoji?
Yeah. Where
the
it's
eyes?
The two eyes where it's like,
Okay. Okay. You're answering my second question then, because there's a story today that has forced me to bring up the ellipses from yesterday, because I don't think that's boomery. I just think commas feel, it's like, I went to the store, .. There was some jerk there. We got in a fight in the parking lot, .. Anyway, it all worked out. Like, I don't, comma, like, ugh. That feels more conversational.
No, I like commas. Tiak and I have bonded over our love for the Oxford comma.
Yeah.
You stupid Oxford comma.
Yeah. Who are you to be this English language? I just got it all
wrong. I'm just
wrong.
Saying the Oxford comma is stupid.
I'm not a big believer in it.
I know. When you made some stupid argument, it was like, uncle and aunt or whatever. It's like, it's stupid. It's like, ugh. Today they're saying, and I thought this was a boomer thing, so I've been intentionally stopping. I have found... that I want to end every sentence or at least every text with an emoji.
Mm.
I feel like it needs it. It's like, oh my God, it was so hot today. Red face with the little...
I do that too, but I'm worried that that's making me look older and out of touch, but because I just put one at the end. It's just like...
Yeah, just one at the very end.
Here's my message. This emoji kind of summarizes the message. That's it. But I don't put them throughout the message.
Sometimes
it's always,
I'm throughout, but there has to be one emoji in every text. True
no.
or false?
Yeah,
false.
Yeah, I agree.
So not, I thought that made me seem old. There's a story out that it's your gen that's doing it.
No.
Yes, it's Z. I know I'm a millennial. You're a Z. Like,
sure. Yeah.
See, I feel like it's a very millennial thing to be like, here's my text and an emoji.
Here's just like, too long didn't read, yeah. Melty face.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Too long didn't read,
I'll do
weird,
a
like,
full
ugh.
Word text and then do three emojis, like, separately. But that's not part
it,
of the text.
As a separate text?
Yes.
No, they're calling it naked texting. If you send a text with no emojis whatsoever, you're like sending a DP.
Okay.
DP means something else in the porn industry. A PP pic. There. Mm. It's like, it's naked. Your text itself needs the context.
Yeah, but have you ever started texting somebody that they don't use an emoji, so then you don't use one, and then they don't use one?
If you jumped off a cliff, TX,
it's
kind of
like, it's this standoff of like, are we gonna take it there? Are we gonna get personal? Are we gonna go?
But if you want to, can't you?
Especially, like, I text some, like, you know, rough around the edges kind of guys, like outdoorsy guys, like guys that aren't like me.
I would love to hear the first name of one outdoorsy guy you know.
Ryan, I'll say his name, Ryan. He's like a hunter guy, you know.
No, there's no Ryan hunters. There's not.
He's not an emoji guy, but I am. But now when I text him, I
so
feel like
you
I
adapt
gotta,
to him.
I do, yeah. Which makes me definitely an emoji guy if I'm adapting. Like,
not a hunter,
But I'm trying to make it feel.
I just don't adapt, bro. Just do it. I mean, I think Ryan can handle it. You just can't send
just
Ryan
like,
a peach.
Did you get anybody with like a deer emoji? He's gonna be like, what? No, like that.
Don't do that.
See, I don't know how to do it.
I'll show you the emojis to send to him.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story, more of a pro tip. Robbing old people is easy.
Oh,
unless you rob the wrong old person.
Oh,
that's very, very, very hard.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have kind of a tip too when it comes to committing a crime.
Yes, sir.
The details matter.
Oh, okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of the UK, love.
Oh, out of the UK, is it? Pop up to the Queen.
See.
Oh, no one just stops by and just chats with the Queen every day.
Boy, she's also dead.
I guess there's the Queen consort, but whatever.
Anyhow.
Man in the UK, he was robbed
UK,
a bank.
UK, you say?
Yes.
Oh, we did that already.
He robbed a bank.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Shillings and...
That's the wrong place.
Right, that Australian people can visit. Oh, no. Yeah.
He got away with it.
He did.
But the details of the getaway car, they were shared online.
Got it.
Yes, and apparently...
You're like Costnering this.
Yeah, okay. So the details of it is the getaway car, they were shared online. They were
online.
And they were apparently wrong. Police found this out because the guy came into the police station. He said, hey, you listed that the getaway car was burgundy. It's actually green. I used to green. What? You think I'm some kind of moron?
What's that, Lord Burgundy?
Maybe he was trying to make sure that the police weren't colorblind. Because red, green, colorblind.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
He was right,
but you still
nice.
Got yourself caught, you idiot.
I would never be seen driving a burgundy car.
That'd be stupid. Thank God the accents are over. My story is out of England.
Oh! Chip,
chip. Bop, bop to the Queen.
Hello.
A burglar in England broke into a home.
Ooh. Quite the break-in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so going.
Real quiet, Mike.
You want some tea?
He had a knife on him. He was robbing a senior citizen. Problem is, the senior citizen happens to be a retired boxer.
Oh.
So we've got a knife and a boxer fight.
Okay.
Guess what happened? Boxing senior citizens better. Yeah, he beat him up, left him bruised and bleeding until the police showed up.
Came out of retirement. One more round.
I suppose he did come out for one more round. I'll give you that one. Yeah. All right, well, those are all the stupid Brits we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.